This meeting is being recorded.
We have got the agenda before us. The first item is opening, welcome, and purpose of the meeting. The purpose of the meeting is to consider and adopt the budget vote of the department. But before we close, like us to observe a moment of silence of what has happened in all those provinces. In the Eastern Cape, two councillors were murdered this week, and here is our daughter at Mbombela who was kidnapped and eventually she was killed. So we are saying condolences to the Gadi family, to Mpumalanga, and the EFF party. So let's observe a moment of silence. May their departed soul rest in peace. Thank you. The next item, it's roll call and apologies. Can you take us through, Rakim?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues from Parliament and from the department. Chairperson, we have received an apology of the Deputy Minister. We have also received an apology of Honorable Zungula, and then also received an apology of Honorable Mieni, who might join later. He is still struggling with the network. So Honorable April has also sent the apology, but I can see that he has joined. Then next is person in the platform. Got Honorable Inkosi Luthuli, we've got Honorable Mthenjane, we've got Honorable Kruger, we've got Honorable Tomelang, we've got Honorable Lubengo, we've got Honorable Jacobs, we've got Honorable Hendricks, we've got Honorable De Villiers, and also Honorable April. So those are the members that I've seen. If it happens that there's one member that is missing, he or she can indicate. So thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks. Welcome, Minister and your team.
No, the Minister is not in. No, it's not in. It's only the PLOs for both the Minister and the Deputy Minister.
All right. Let's have a move for the adoption of the agenda since it's one item. Can I have a mover?
Chairperson, Honorable April moves for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you, Honorable April. It seems as if you are not fine, my son. You must go and consult. This fever is terrible. We have got a mover. Any seconder?
Honorable De Villiers, a second. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable De Villiers. The next item is tabling consideration and adoption of the PC on Small Business and Development 2022 budget vote report. The one who should take us through and do so, King, I don't know who's taking us through, is you or is Smooth?
Chairperson, it's going to be Mr. Gumede.
Okay. Mr. Gumede, who are yours? Take us through. Yeah, come on, I'm going to be a king. I'm going to be a king, but I'm going to be a king.
Position is tight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aba 40 namusha. Ngoba awusheli usitshela ukuthi bathi walife so usitshela sesiqalele emhlangano bositshela ngesikhathi
okay check
Smu, you can start. What's happening? Where is Boo? Gumede, where are you?
Can you hear me now, Che?
Yes, yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I'm audible now. Okay.
Yes.
No, Che, I was saying good morning to you and the honorable members and the colleagues. Che, it's not a very lengthy report. We always try to cut it down from what it usually to be about 50, 60 pages in the past. It's now 25 pages, Chair, including the observations and recommendations. It is divided, Chair, into 7 sections, starting with the intro on page 1 to page 2. That includes the purpose of the budget vote, the objectives of the budget vote, and the process that we followed in compiling this budget vote report. From page 3, Chairperson, it's overview of the department, the vision, mission, and the values of the department, including the programs, which there are 4 programs that is making up the work of the department. Page 4, then on page 5, Chair, it's a policy and legislative priorities that underpins the mandate of the department. There, Chair, again, I'll just do and highlight. It's we look at the National Development Plan. We look at the medium strategic framework, which started in 2019 to 2024. The State of the Nation Address, which some of the undertakings by the president becomes the policy that should be implemented by the department. For instance, the appointment of Mr. Ngosi to look at the issues of the red tape. Chair, we look at the economic reconstruction and recovery policy. And looking forward, Chair, we look at the planned legislative and policy initiatives for the MTEF period. MTEF being now up until the end of the term, the end of the 6th administration. Then, Chair, on page 7, it's the overview of the budget allocation per program from the department. We look at the program 1 and the budget. We look at the program 2 and its budget, program 3 and its budget, program 4, etc. Then it ends on page 11. Then on page 12 to page 16, it's the overview of the entities, which is CIFA and CEDA. The first entity is CIFA that we are looking at. Then the second entity is the CEDA that we are looking at up until page 20, Chairperson. Then on page 20 to page, I mean on page 21 to page 23, we cover the observations. Then from page 23 to page 25, we cover the recommendations. Chair, I think I should state up front here the fact that we received the document on Thursday evening. As the research and the myself, we did not really have that much time to go through the document with the finer comb. As a result, there are some of the issues, Chairperson, that one picked up when I looked at the document, which perhaps could have been raised during the meeting with the department, but towards the end of the document, under observations and recommendations, we'll be making note of that. And this will include, Chairperson, the organizational structure, I wish to draw your attention, Chairperson, that as per the presentation by the DPSA, the department is still working on the startup structure. And Chairperson, this has an impact on the filling of vacant posts, particularly at senior management level. Another one, Chairperson, that is coming up, you will recall that when the department presented its APP, we were informed that there is a 20-month extension in terms of the merger of CEDA, CIFA and CBDA. Number one, there is now an issue that the department must come up with a business case. We don't know how long that business case will take. That business case will inform the merger, and that same merger will then have to come up with the structure. Remember, Chairperson, that there are three legislations here that actually informed the creation of these entities, which is CIFA, CEDA. And so it might take a while for these three legislations to be consolidated into a single document. There is also, Chairperson, the issue that we could not pick up when the department was doing its presentation. And I would like to draw the attention of the Portfolio Committee on this one, the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill, Chairperson, which has an impact again on the Small Enterprise Ombuds Service. And also another issue, Chairperson, on the document, on the same APP document that was presented by the department, there is on page 39, for instance, where a reference is made to Small Enterprise Ombuds Service Bill. Chairperson, these are statutory documents. It's very important that one does not assume, but we get a proper information from the department so that we know exactly going forward which is what. Chair, with your permission, I'm not going to bog you down with the entire document from page 1 up until page 21. This is basically a synthesis of the presentations that were done by the department, DPSA, CIFA, and CEDA. So I will just zoom straight to observations, starting on page 21, and also look at the recommendations. Is this agreeable, Chairperson and members? With your permission. Chairperson?
Yes, I can hear you. I believe it's in order because ours will be to check the balance between the budget and their targets.
That's fine.
In that order, it will assist honorable members to make some input. Yes.
That's fine, Chairperson. I will go through observation by observation, and I will read word by word. Chairperson, having reflected on the department, CEDA and CIFA annual performance plan and budgets for 2022-2023, the committee hereby register the following observations and recommendations for consideration by the department. Observation number one, Chairperson, the committee notes and welcomes the finalization of the Creative Industries Master Plan with pending referral of the National Integrated Small Enterprise Development Master Plan to Cabinet. The finalization of the SMME Focused Localization Policy Framework and the implementation of the Township and Rural Entrepreneurship Program. It's a program, Chairperson. Let me underline that because we'll revisit this at a later stage. 6.2, Chair, the committee welcomes the reintroduction of the Small Business Advisory Council. Chairperson, this has been one of the recommendations of the Portfolio Committee since the fifth administration. When the previous minister Untshavheni came in, she decided that this will be cancelled. I don't know for what reasons really. It was not explained to the Portfolio Committee, but I can see now it's being resuscitated by the department, and we should welcome this because it has been one of our standing recommendations since the fifth administration. Then on 6.3, Chairperson, with respect to measures targeted at cutting the red tape, the committee supports and welcomes the appointment of Mr. Sipho Nkosi, a seasoned business expert, to assist the government eliminate red tape that stifles small business growth. Number four, Chair, from the time when the department was proclaimed in 2014, The committee notes that it has not tabled a bill, no legislative amendment for consideration by Parliament, in spite of numerous loopholes that necessitate policy or legislative response. The draft National Small Enterprise Bill, aimed at amending the National Small Enterprise Act of 1996, was published for comments in Government Gazette 43981 in December 2020. However, since the publication, Chairperson, we have not seen any progress moving forward, and it hasn't been tabled to Parliament as of today. The committee has taken note that in its annual report and subsequent presentations to Parliament, the Department has made no commitment to refer the draft bill to Parliament for finalization, despite assurance during the previous financial cycle, which is 21-22, where it was explicit, Honourable Members, that the Department will ensure that the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill is taken through parliamentary processes. It's one of the loopholes, Chairperson, that I indicated earlier on, that the mere fact that we received the document late on Thursday evening when the meeting was on Friday morning, we could not find time to go through thoroughly, because we could have picked up that the entire document does not make any mention of the Department referring this particular bill to Parliament during the current financial year. Then number six, Chair, 6.6, the committee is mindful that the Department's achievement of a number of its objectives pivots on the successful completion of the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill, the same bill that I'm referring to now. For instance, the amalgamation of CIFA, CEDA and CPDA, this entity that should be created should be underpinned by the legislation, which from where one is sitting, this is the legislation that the portfolio committee will have to go through. The establishment of the Small Enterprise Ombuds Office, this again, Chairperson, will be a statutory institution that will be created once the Act has been approved by Parliament. The organizational structure and the organizational structure of the new entity that must be formed will also be formed by the approval of this particular Act, which is the bill, which is the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill, and the definition of the SMMEs. These, Chairperson, are all inextricably intertwined with amendments of the bill. I'm making note here, Chairperson, that according to National Treasury, a budget of 416 million has been ring-fenced to establish a Small Enterprise Ombud Service, review the Business Act, review the definition of SMMEs, and finalize the amendments of the National Small Enterprise Act. Then 6.7, the committee further observed that the Business Amendment Bill to replace the Business Act will most likely be referred to Parliament in 2025. Chair, again, we extracted this from the annual report, looking at their output targets for the current financial year and their output targets for 2023-2024. The annual report indicates clearly that the only time that this particular bill will refer to Parliament is only in 2024-2025. The performance or output indicators as outlined in the annual performance plan over the MTF period are, that is 2022, 2023 and 2024, the outputs are progress reports on the review of the Business Amendment Bill and proposed changes produced. No referral to Parliament has been made mention of. It is noted, Chairperson, that before this Act was transferred from the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition to the Department of Small Business Development, the former, which is the Department of Trade and Industry, had already begun drafting and
gazetted licensing of business bill in March 2013. So, Chair, the question before the members going forward would be, perhaps instead of introducing this bill at in year 2025, why don't we look at the licensing of business bill, which had already been gazetted in 2013, and perhaps introduce that to Parliament? Then 6.8, Chair, as a result, and in light of ongoing tension between local and foreign-owned businesses, the committee notes that interventions earmarked for township and rural enterprises are neither by trust, by any form of legislation. Having an act or policy in place ensures that sustainability and continuity is guaranteed, compared, for instance, to a program. The committee has observed developments in Gauteng, and in that regard, the committee wishes to congratulate Gauteng government for signing into law the Township Economic Development Bill and City of Joburg Council for approving its informal trading policy. That trading policy, Chairperson, is now a law, including the Township Economic Development Bill. They are now law that must be implemented by all stakeholders in Gauteng. 6.9, Chairperson, the Portfolio Committee observes that the department has phased out grants and incentives in favor of concessional loans, income contingent repayments, installment relief, and payment holidays, to name the few. These are welcome, honorable members, for going concern entities who are able to produce, one, management accounts, financial statements, cash flow statements, income statement, collateral, etc. It is not clear to what extent that social enterprises such as cooperatives are impaired by this policy position. The PC welcomes DSPD undertaking that places emphasis on the development and support for cooperatives, which are sometimes overlooked when addressing the issue of small enterprises. The committee will monitor the small business development commitment to support 200 cooperatives financially or otherwise during the current financial year. On 6.11, the committee takes note that the target finalization of the SMME and cooperatives funding policy has been on the DSPD successive annual performance reports since 2020. It was also again there in 2021, and for this current financial year, Chairperson, it's there without it being finalized. The committee considers finalization of this policy important as it seeks to engage the department on its policy hypothesis that cooperatives are enterprises that are income and profit generating, but not social enterprises. I think, Chairperson, going forward, we need to engage the department on this one, because its annual reports and its posture, including its entities, they are moving on the premise that cooperatives are profit generating entities. Yet, from what one has read in the past, this is not so. You know, in some circles, cooperatives are pure social enterprises, and we need a discussion with the department around this particular issue. The committee observes that from 2019 to 2025, SEDA budget is projected to register a negative growth rate. SEDA budget cut in excess of 300 million during the previous financial year is a source of concern for the committee. Chair, the reason why we're specifically pointing out SEDA is that SEDA, unlike CIFA, CIFA is able to raise revenue through loans, whereas SEDA only relies on the allocation from the Department of Small Business Development. So when its revenue is cut by more than 300 million, it's a concern. While it is understood that these reductions are provisional measures owing to ongoing pandemic, they are, however, being carried out in spite of the onerous responsibility entrusted to the department to turn around the curve of unemployment and ignite economic activity. Came from you, or the members of the committee, during the interaction with the department. The committee applauds the government-wide approach to DDMs. However,
It observes that parliamentary constituency offices with members in excess of 400 plus provincial legislatures have not been utilized tactfully to promote government programs. Then on the recommendations, Chairperson 7.1, as referenced earlier, this is under observations, number of departments' key performance targets and budget hinges on a successful completion of the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill. This includes the measure that must be underpinned by the Act, creation of entities such as the Small Enterprise Ombuds Office. This is a statutory entity, Chairperson, that will be equivalent, for instance, to the agency that is currently being created with the major, and also the Small Business Advisory Council. And the process here, Chairperson, the former Minister Zulu had already started the process of appointing the council members and organizational structure, which impacts on the filling of vacant posts, particularly at senior management level. Chair, judging from the presentation by the DPSA, it is clear now that the filling of senior management position has been put in abeyance until the department come up with the business case with regards to a merger. And that business case now will inform how the department will continue with its staffing process. As of now, Chairperson, it is not clear to the committee by when and how each of these activities will be accomplished, or the systematic or sequential approach that the department will pursue in achieving them. The committee hereby recommends that the department craft a project management plan with verifiable tasks and timelines, detailing how the department will go about in executing these activities before 31 May 2021. As indicated earlier on, Chairperson, there are a lot of issues here that are intertwined. One issue affects the other. The structure cannot be finalized until the department comes up with the business case. The merger cannot be finalized until the National Small Enterprise Bill is approved. The Small Enterprise Ombuds Office cannot be finalized until the Act is approved. So the annual performance plan, Chairperson, unfortunately, does not provide the department an opportunity to indicate what sort of process will be followed, step-by-step process that the department will follow in terms of executing these activities, also giving out the timeline. So the recommendation here, Chairperson, is that I think we should call the department to come through before the end of 31 May to come and give us this presentation so that all members are on par, so that all of us are on par with the department vision going forward. 7.2, Chair, the committee strongly recommends that the proposed business case required by National Treasury, DPSA and DPME, the business case, it's the same one that the DPSA referred to when they did their presentation concerning the merger. The structural reconfiguration and filling of vacant posts, referral of the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill to Parliament, and subsequent creation of the Small Enterprise Ombuds Service as captured in the draft bill, it should not be achieved at the expense of service delivery to the detriment of the small business sector. Chairperson, here the suggestion is collectively the department and the portfolio committee must identify key deliverables that will be achieved during the current financial year so that the service delivery to the sector is not affected by these delays. The amalgamation of the three agencies should, if possible, be assumed in isolation or separate. separately from regular operations of the entities, as all three agencies are governed by different legislations that may require alignment or amendment. This might take a while. So the suggestion is, Service Administration reminded the committee on 19 April when it did its presentation that the department is operating on a startup structure and filling of senior posts should be given priority. Both ministers of Small Business Development and Public Service Administration must endeavor to conclude the discussions on this matter before the end of quarter two. Chair, this is a repeat of the same recommendation we did during the previous budget vote. I'm sure members, you realize that the Department of Public Service Administration is taking this particular issue very seriously. The mere fact that when they appeared before the committee, they did not delegate the DG, they did not delegate the chief director or but it was the deputy minister herself who was present to brief the committee. It tells you that there is a seriousness on the part of the Department of Public Administration to see to it that this particular matter is addressed and finalized once and for all. On 7.5, in its budget vote report of 16 July 2020, this is our budget vote report, Chairperson, of 2 years ago, the Portfolio Committee made a recommendation to the Department to speedily finalize the SMME and cooperatives funding policy and present this to the Portfolio Committee once endorsed by the Cabinet. Again, in this budget vote report, Chairperson, the committee is calling on the Department to finalize this policy together with National Integrated Small Enterprise Development Master Plan for presentation to the committee once all cabinet processes are exhausted. Many cooperatives are struggling to access funding or comply with CIFA requirements. While DSBD policy stands on the government, a catalytic and supportive role in the development of cooperatives is invisible. The committee would like to see the department's cooperatives development support program reinvented to include performance-linked incentive scheme for cooperatives. Chair, you will recall that in the past, there was an incentive, it's called Cooperatives Incentive Scheme, CIS, and one of the key reasons why that particular program was discontinued by the department is because of corruption. To date, Chair, there was an investigation done by the Auditor General, commissioned by the department, the results of which are still not known because we have not been finished with the particular document. So the suggestion here, Chairperson, is instead of, you know, cutting that particular program off completely for cooperatives, the department must look at the, must link it with the performance. Then on 7.7, it is further recommended that CIFA must finish the committee with a list of cooperatives funded during 1 April 2021 to 31 March 2022, before 31 May 2022. Chairperson, I'm aware that members of this committee have requested this list from CIFA, but for some reasons, maybe we are also to blame as the Secretariat that we have not made sure that CIFA give us this information. For some reasons, I don't know why CIFA has not given us this information. Then on 7.8, the conceptualization of the Township and Rural Entrepreneurship Program is welcomed and a necessary intervention in light of the many obstacles facing growth and sustainability of the rural and township enterprises. However, this is a program, Chairperson, not a policy, which renders it most susceptible to government modification, meaning if maybe a new minister can come through, the new minister can obviously come up or just just cancel this particular program and come up with a new program. For instance, instead of the program, we are making an example of Gauteng, which moved for the enactment of legislation. In all likelihood, Gauteng would not be the last provincial government to enact such type of a bill into law. I know for a fact, Chairperson, that KZN is busy with a similar legislation. Western Cape is busy with a similar legislation. Mpumalanga province is busy with a similar legislation. This points to a legislative gap that falls squarely at the doorstep of the department. The fragmentation of this provincial legislation, honorable members, cannot be allowed. The committee is of the view and recommends that the department must consider an overarching framework for adaptation by all other provinces. So are informal trading policies and municipal bylaws. Again, these informal trading policies, Chairperson, are coming up in all provinces. Currently, the provincial departments are cutting their own laws. The fragmentation and lack of uniformity can constantly be addressed by fast-tracking the business around the place, which is what I respect to earlier questions. The same thing that will also be tabled in Parliament in 2025. Then the last question, during the department's appearance before the committee on 29 April 2022, the portfolio committee felt strongly that the department must include in its APPs, the output indicators that it offers to involve working with PCOs. This could be facilitated or achieved through the DDM Municipal Champions. The committee will monitor this adaptation during quarterly reports, presentation, and presentation. I think I should end there. Then I will clarify for members areas where maybe there is a further clarification going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Smoog. Observations and the recommendations are before us, honorable members. I will invite hands, and we really appreciate your analysis. I am just touched if the conclusion of those business amendment bill is it said it must happen during 2025. Meanwhile, as we are speaking now, we have got crises that we are not moving as this department. So I don't believe that we'll fold arms as the portfolio committee. We need also even to try to benchmark with those provinces. We appreciate and applaud how they are moving. Because indeed, the department itself cannot be able to stretch because of resources. But if we interact with our provinces, we apply the DDM, we utilize our PCOs as analyzed here, as well as PCOs of legislature, the invisibility by these entities and department can be minimized. So thank you so much for your analysis. I hope other members will also join me. So, but for the sake of progress, let me allow members to input. Honorable members, my advice will be, this is a report before us. We need to interact with it, focusing on the recommendations, on the observations and the recommendations, because observations, recommendations speaks to those observations which they have outlined before us. I will now invite hands.
Chairperson, there is a hand there. It was Honorable Kruger.
Yes.
Honorable Mtenjane. Those are the two so far.
Okay. Honorable Kruger, the stage is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Spoo, for this report. As always,
You can see that you are passionate about small business development and you are passionate about the success of this committee and small business development. Ma'am Chair, I just got 2 points. I think although Spoo mentioned the AG report, I think we need to add the item there about on our observations that we observe that the AG report is still outstanding. Am I still audible, Ma'am Chair?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, thank you. I just want to see if there's something wrong with my computer. But in any case, so on the observations, I think we must add the observations, in the observation item that say we observe that the AG, we haven't seen the AG report yet. And then, of course, repeated in our recommendation that the AG report must be tabled in front of this committee before the end of quarter two. So that's the first proposal, Madam Chair. And then also on the recommendations last week, the committee approved a recommendation that there must be an ad hoc committee established so that we can have political oversight over the red tape unit of the president. So I think we must also add that as a recommendation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Honorable Mtenjan.
Well, thank you very much once again, Chairperson. And greeting to the colleagues. Well, Chairperson, I would like to also join my colleague in as far as the work done by our team of researchers is very good. It shows indeed that, yes, indeed, they know what they are doing and they are making us proud as a committee. Because whatever that they've articulated here is indeed a true reflection of this committee, which we recommended. But also maybe to add more, Chairperson, about to add, if I will, about the issue of the township and rural area, and township and rural entrepreneurship program. I just wish to emphasize that please on this one, I wish the department can also prioritize it or put more efforts on it, because indeed our township and rural areas are on bad situation, if I'll say. Remember in the townships, we have malls, and also in the rural areas nowadays, we do also have malls. And those are the ones or the things also that are killing our small businesses there, or people who are trying also. Because remember, those malls does not belong to our people. It belongs to big companies, which I won't mention by names here. So I wish they can emphasize on that one as well. Number two, I think the department also, I wish it can revisit its criteria, which they use when they approve applications from our SMMEs. Because when we go around doing some consultation, we still come across with small businesses which are trying indeed to do applications but get rejected because of the tightening laws and stuff which the department is using. So it enabled them to qualify for the funds. So that does not help our people. Remember, this department was created to help our people. So if it doesn't help them, then it's a problem. And then the third one, Chairperson, maybe also if the department can also emphasize on prioritizing our people living with disability, women and our youth. especially those youths which has finished the school already, just sitting and idling at home without doing anything. It doesn't encourage our youth to go to school. Because they go to school, they pass, they come back, they are still here with us, they are not working because there's no work. But they, some of them, many of them, they are trying to create some small businesses and just so that it, they can carry forward with their lives, but also get rejected or they doesn't get the special recognition which they deserve. So that it can encourage other or small children, our children, to go to school, so that they will then realize that if you went to school and then you came back, you can get the help either, even if you are not working, by getting a job from a company. You can create your own job by yourself, and then that can encourage a lot. So I think the department also must prioritize that one going forward. And then lastly, Chairperson, our has just said to us that the department was asked to produce or to give this committee the cooperation panel during the 1st April 2021 to 31 March 2022. And then this thing leaves a lot to be desired. It means that if they still did not give that information to this committee, that means that there is nothing like that. They didn't do anything. So I think that one, Chairperson, it leaves a lot to be desired. Maybe as a committee also, we must emphasize again about this. They must provide that information because we need it as a committee. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. I hope, Sbu, you are noting it down. It's only that Honorable Mtenjana has put it in another style, but the issue of establishing an ad hoc committee to deal with the issues of red tape, because if we don't deal with this one, I don't think that will arrive to our destiny, because the issue of red tape, maybe I will suggest that they isolate all those issues in relation with the red tape. When we talk of red tape, what is it that we are referring to? And then we isolate them so that when we refer it to the department, they know exactly what is it that we want, including banks, et cetera, lack of visibility. But I think Sbu has coined it out clearly. And let us also include the issue of cooperatives, as you were speaking, Honorable Mtenjana, and the CIS, which has been ignored. I understand that it was because of the issue of corruption, but corruption cannot block us to achieve our goals as the committee. So we need to do something on that one also, to say that up to so far there is no report before us which has been tabled. I still remember the issue of forensic, but you can't just rely on a report. You must come up with something which will unlock all those problems. I happen to agree with you as well as Honorable Kruger in this regard. Do we still have other hands?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson. Mm. There's a hand of Honorable de Villiers.
Okay.
At the end of Honorable Hendricks.
Okay. In that order, Honorable de Villiers, stage is yours.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to yourself and good morning to all the committee members. It's nice to see you again. I hope to see some of my colleagues today in the physical house sitting as well later on. Chairperson, firstly, thank you very much for the thorough report which we received. I agree with Honorable Kruger. I think it's a good and very well thought through report. I just want to maybe ask King, I did not receive this report via email, nor did I receive a calendar invite to this meeting. I did, however, see it on the WhatsApp group. So if we can maybe just check, I'm not sure if this report was given to the committee beforehand, and if I just did not receive it. But King, if we can maybe just, if you can maybe just check why, you know, if I've fallen off the email list. Nonetheless, the one thing which I would like to touch on from the report is after COVID, as committee members well know, the Department of Small Business had the mandate to administer the SMME Debt Relief Fund, which was basically 513 million rand, which was given out to approximately 14,800 different businesses. 14,800 is the number of applications that were received. Only 1,497, so just under 1,500 businesses benefited from the 513 million rand. Now, I've asked various times if, as the committee and as part of our oversight work, the department can please supply us with a list of the businesses, the full list of 1,497 SMMEs that received this funding, who they are, in what industry they are, who the applicants were, so that we can understand where the money went, which I think is a fundamental part of our oversight duties. And exactly the same way for the informal traders support program, and then also for the business recovery support program that was rolled out after the KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng riots last year. These are all funds which were administered by the department and via CIFA, of course, which we, I mean, they come here and they give us a report and they give us numbers. This is how much money was dished out and this is the amount of business that received it. And then they've, you know, with the COVID relief fund, they brought us, I think, 12 businesses who said thank you. But the reality of the matter is that us as the Parliamentary Oversight Committee don't have a full list of SMMEs or informal traders who benefited from these various programs. So I would like to again ask that we include in this report that we would like to see this list of businesses that benefited. It should be transparent. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Hendricks.
Good morning, everyone. Honorable Chairperson, I like to identify with the report. I don't think there's much we can add. However, the report indicates that we have a small business development department that is definitely defiant. And I think that the country is not going to achieve the jobs that the President mentioned in the State of the Nation address that will largely come from small businesses. Honourable Chair, you should be proactive and start apologising to the President that this department will not be able to achieve it, because we don't want the President to have egg on his face. He has a department that is defiant, that is not going to deliver, and that is an embarrassment to the nation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Hendrik. Do we still have any other hands?
Chair, can you recognize me?
Honorable Jacobs, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Jacobs, over to you.
Thank you, Chair, and greetings to all the colleagues and members. I also want to register our full support for the proper comprehensive analysis, and I also align myself to all the recommendations that the honourable members have made. I think if we go through all the 13 observations, they lay a good foundation, and it does represent that we need there's increased oversight, and we need to get the department working again and doing what is required. So I'm not going to repeat the observation, but I think there's a lot there that we need to get the department to come on board. I'm almost suggesting that we do a checklist, Chairperson, of oversight almost on a weekly or a quarterly basis, where we don't just go through the tick box, but actually get these departments to come and account. So, for example, the list of the cooperatives is something that we did ask for a long time. The list of people that benefited from the small business fund is something that we did ask for a long time. I think there is that. So even your point about the forensics and the AG's report and dealing with consequence management or some stuff that is old stuff, but we must clear the deck, so to speak. See, the one thing I'd like to make also in recommendations is the president called on a social compact, and he did make a commitment that we need a social compact where communities, government, and the private sector come together. And so I'm also asking us, in our oversight, to actually reach out a hand of friendship to the private sector, to all the small business ecosystem, so whether you are a funder, Shanduka, or whatever funders in the private space, we reach out to them as this portfolio and say, let's hold hands, and we bring our government department, people, leader, and the department, and we say, let's crowd in everybody that thinks local business is a small business, everybody's business, and we do a social compact, because the department can't do it on its own. It has capacity constraints, but a lot of the capacity is, and we welcome this thing about Mr. Nkosi's team red tech reduction. We'd like to get that, but part of that social compact. Chair, I was fortunate to be in the ministry program in Khayelitsha a week ago, and it was a great meeting, and there was a lot of organizations there. And I think what we need to do as government is to partner with organizations, because they're on the ground. So if our department can't meet targets of women, of youth, of township, let's work with those that are on the ground. So for example, because the South African Youth Council has strong footprints in all of our townships, they are saying, you say you can't make your youth target, but we are here, we are ready to help. So why can't this department work with an organization like the South African Youth Council? It's a non-partisan, it's a community-based organization, credible people. So I'm just using that as one example. The other example is the South African Informal Traders Association, SAITA. They are a national body of about 20,000 informal traders across our country. They are doing great work. And so we must partner with them, because they are the ones that need the funds. So share the policy position about only loans and no grants. These are constraints, because who's going to care about the poor? Who's going to care about the vulnerable in terms of access to finance? So, Chair, I think we must think about that. I'm also happy about the township bill. We must ensure that, we must expedite that. We want to acknowledge the efforts in housing, in KZN, and in the Western Cape. But I as the department and this portfolio must get that bill, as in ASAP yesterday. The National Small Enterprise Bill, including the Township Bill, must be a priority for the department. So we'd want to see a framework of them implementing. You can't have our country going through the challenges of foreign nationals and townships under development, and we don't pick it up as a national issue. So I want to also support this thing. I think all the recommendations is there. I also like the idea that we need to bring government services closer to the people. So we must ask Parliament and the people that's dealing with the district development model in the presidency or helicopter to help a model where we as public reps, in a non-political, non-partisan way, bring services closer to our community. So, there's the national government, which is adding all these targets, but nothing is trickling down to our community. So it's almost like a broken telephone. So if I like this idea, if we can take all the services that our national government and our provincial and local government is offering and ensure that in our townships where we are, we make this thing work, we make government work for our people. So I like this idea of using the PDOs also better yet. I think the point that the Honourable de Villiers makes about transparency is a critical one. We can't just talk and talk and we don't see improvements. We can't talk and talk and we don't see proper accountability. So I think we need to be that oversight committee that you we're saying we 100% support it, and we need to have a greater sense of accountability. I'm also keen to see the list in our provinces, in our areas, in our regions, so we keep people accountable. The organogram chair and the capacity to implement is a key thing. And so I think that for us is going to be a critical thing. I want to reconcile. In conclusion, I want to support this recommendation and this observation chair with those amendments that concern the members made. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Jacobs. I think we need to come up with a plan on issues of oversight. We must not rely on our programs where they will come, the department will come and present, whoever present. After those presentations, we need to come up with a program. Unfortunately, the visual meetings are so helpful because there are limited costs there. So I think our problem is that we do not track our resolution as the portfolio committee. So by so doing, it weakens us as the portfolio committee. You must know that if you are a portfolio committee, the chairperson of the portfolio committee is the speaker of that particular portfolio committee. So all members there, you are my cabinet, regardless of which party you affiliate unto. So to be able to hold a department accountable, we need to do tricky of our resolutions. When I listen to you, we are lamenting. Meanwhile, we are not supposed to lament. We are supposed to rise above and show the direction. It can't happen that people do corruption and at the end of the day, nothing is happening. So we need to do those trackings and come up with some recommendations. It's the portfolio committee which can say, yes, this is our recommendations. Those who have done 1, 2, 3, 4 must do this and that. Again, Sbu, you will clarify us. I heard you talking of 20 months, but currently as I'm speaking, it seems as if there are some shifts in the agencies. We would like you to quickly, I can't preempt, but I would like our secretary to check that for us. Because if we say we're still waiting for 1, 2, 3, 4, but something else is happening already, to me, it seems as if we are just a rubber stamp. We are not in charge. So I think that this is something which we'll need to do strongly. And as a portfolio committee, we have got the right to recommend certain decisions to the department. So that's what I can say. But I'm happy about the analysis. But truly speaking, Comrade Hendricks is correct to can say this department is failing to the president. But let me assure you this. The portfolio committee is the one which should assist the president. We are the one who must make things happen. So if I go there to the president, I'm saying that myself and my cabinet were failing to do oversight. So my request, and this war is long, he has been indicating these things. He has been indicating these things, reflecting also on the issue of the, what is that report called, SBU? The fifth parliament report, that there are certain things. Pardon? come again,
it's legacy report, Chairperson.
Record legacy report, you are correct. Those from technology, but you had me. I think it's high time that we need to be proactive. We need to go to that particular legacy report in relation with the MTSS now and see where are the gaps and try to advise. Because the issue of cooperatives, the former chairperson, even in the NEC, she is lamenting that cooperatives are not being taken into cognizance. So I want to support what Comrade Jacob says, that the DGM, we need to be clear about the role of municipalities, the role of provinces, but at the same time, if we are allowed to not to come up with proposals on bills, let's do so at the portfolio committee. Let us do so. We are the only structure which can unlock all those problems, not the department itself. And again, we need to make sure that, because issues of job creation cut across, we need to liaise with our sister departments on this matter, because our budget is small, we cannot move. I was happy when Minister Tulas said that portfolio committee, if ever you are ready to can whip us, do so. So I think it's high time now that honorable members, we need to stand on our feet. Our community cannot fight for themselves. Let us come up with some recommendations. If there is a need that we call those provinces, we call SIDA, we call SIFA to come and on board to present what honorable de Villiers has indicated. Let us do so. I'm happy because these visual meetings, you can evenly do it during the night. But if you are serious, let's help our people. I'm happy, I'm proud to be leading this portfolio committee of people who are matured. When I listen to you, majority of you, your hearts are on the ground, your minds and your hearts are with our society. So to be able to address all those issues, that's the what you call the job we need to do. Yes, the reports will come to us, but how do we deal with those problems? Most especially the problems of people who are applying and are not being assisted, and we are quiet. Yes, I can see the issue of Mr. Nkosi. What do we expect from Mr. Nkosi? Because Mr. Nkosi cannot call cost organizations. You talk of SA Youth, Honorable Jacobs, let's call the leadership and hear from them. There is a slogan which says, nothing about us without us. Issues of disabilities, let's try to coordinate everybody so that they can see that we are serious. And the department, all those departments which are affected, will take us serious. So I'm saying this with a sad note because we are not moving. Issues of cooperatives is very important. They are being neglected. So that we may even advise them, because some cooperatives, some formations, they will tell you that we are 200,000. We are trying, there is a particular structure which has put me even into their group WhatsApp. It is painful if you can read all those messages, the way our people are so frustrated. So I'm so happy because I spoke last and all of you elaborated on this matter. Let's track resolutions, let's make some follow-ups, let's call people before us so that we can be able to direct the department. That's my closing remarks. Small, but I would request you to respond to certain issues, but these were not questions, were inputs which were empowering your report.
Chairperson, before we stand in Mr. Smoo, there was a hand from Honorable Lubemo. It's covered, all right.
Okay, Honorable Bengo, the stage is yours, baby girl.
Yes, okay. I have been covered on the issue of the paper on the recommendation 7.7. You have covered me, and even Honorable Jacob covered me, because if you can see there, the recommendation was that the CIFA should finish the committee with a list of cooperatives funded during the 1st April 2021 to 31st March 2022, before the 31st of May. And now we are on May 10%. I just heard the presenter saying that we are not yet receiving the list, which is not correct. So the CIFA must try by all means to provide us with that list, because to us it will be a progress. In fact, in times for oversight, it will assist us a lot. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much. I think our officials, our secretariat, must also check on this issue of merge, because if we say it should be done within 20 months, and now there are some shifts in those entities, to me it's a problem, honorable members. But let me not preempt anything. Let allow them to check for us, and then we'll engage from there. Because institutional memory is very important in each and every institution. Over to you, Smo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Members. Perhaps maybe just to cut in on Honorable Lubengo. I'm aware. I was only saying in your previous meetings, some of the members have actually requested this information, but it has not been forthcoming. That is why this time around, in these recommendations, we are specific as to say before the 31st of May 2022, we want this list of cooperatives funded by CIFA. Chair, okay, I think the changes in the program we'll discuss with King. We'll present maybe a revised program next week, because on the basis of the recommendations that we are making now, for instance, we want to see the department before 31 May 2021 for the department to come through and present a sort of a project plan that will give members of this committee a comfort that all these challenges that are besetting the department will be sorted out before the end of the sixth administration, giving you a detailed sequential activities that will be pursued by the department in achieving them. I think that one, Jefferson, is very, very important, because it's a mess, Jefferson. So we'll present the changes in the program during next week, which, by the way, Honorable Jacobs, it includes, there is a section there which we'll not remove, where we wanted to engage the stakeholders. I would love to invite honorable members maybe to send a list to the secretariat. For instance, Honorable Jacobs is talking about SAITA. We can invite SAITA to come and tell us. You know, it's a bottom-up approach type of an interaction with the sector. No, they should not always all the time listen to us, a top-down approach. That is very wrong. So I would like to invite members, if you know any organization that is doing work out there, let us invite them to come through and give us their input. 15 minutes presentation just to give us what are they doing on the ground, what are the issues that they would want to see the portfolio committee addressing by the department going forward. Chair, the next one is, I think it's a coincidence, or the timing is opportune, that Honorable Jacobs is talking about the checklist. Chairperson is talking about the tracking tools. In fact, it's one of the issues that I wanted to raise with members today, to say
We are resuscitating the tracking tool, Chairperson, that we used during the 5th Parliament. That tracking tool, it's sort of a repository where we deposit all the recommendations with the timelines. Then the role of the Secretariat going forward would be to follow up either with the department or agencies to say, you were supposed to do this on such a day. Have you done it? Please give us a list, etc., etc. So we'll be resuscitating the tracking tool, Chairperson, going forward. I will circulate it for the members just to see what exactly does it look like. On the list, Chairperson, it's another concern here. You will recall, Chair, that we wrote to Minister on the 2nd of April, 2022, requesting a meeting with the Minister wherein we wanted to discuss, number one, it was her attendance of the meetings, which meetings the Minister is obligated to attend, statutory meetings. Number two, we wanted to discuss with the Minister because there is a view, it's not written down from the department, that says due to the promulgation of the POPI Act, the portfolio committees are no longer able to receive lists of entities funded by the department, CIFA and CEDA. I totally disagree with this approach, Chairperson. That is why we needed a minister to come through and give us this in writing so that if they indeed, they insist that not, they won't be able to give us list of funded businesses. We then approach the legal section of Parliament to give us a way forward going there. So, Chair, this is for me and King to follow up with regards to that meeting. Chair, the last one, on recommendations, there is one addition on observations by Honorable Kruger. There is also a recommendation attached to that observation around in the, in fact, there are two recommendations around the issue of the AG, and the second one is around the issue of ad hoc committee. Then there's another one from Honorable Jacobs to include the issue of social impact with the private sector, which will be included on the report. Those are a few, Chairperson, that I could pick up, which I will add on the document. Rakim, I'm not sure if there's any that I've left behind. Yeah, thank you, Chairperson.
Chair. You can unmute yourself, Chair.
Oh, yes, Braki.
No, I was saying, I think Mr. Kumete covered me. The only thing is that there was the question of Mr. Villiers. I will check, Mr. Honorable de Villiers, my apologies, but I think all members did receive the meeting document and the link. Maybe I'll talk to you after this meeting to check whether you did receive the link or what. If that could be the problem, then I'll have to check my assistant. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Let's get ready. We're going to debate this budget vote on Tuesday. So let's prepare ourselves and come up with some strong recommendations which will make this department alive. Can we go back to our agenda, King? Next item is closing remarks. I am already in each and every time I was remarking. So let's get ready.
Sorry,
Sorry, Chair, to interrupt you. Before I go to closing remark, we have to state whether we adopt the report or adopting the amendments.
It's just now formalities. Each and every member was approving when they say we sent this report.
And growing diversity points. However, the INC rejected this one, condemning thousands.
Honorable Kruger, what's happening?
Muted him, Chair.
What?
I don't know. According to my computer, it was muted. I'm very sorry about it.
Okay. Honorable members, can we adopt the report?
Chairperson?
Yes.
I propose the adoption of the report and the recommendations that has been put by the...
And addition. Thank you. Any seconder in this regard?
No, I second, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members, thanks for your time and your constructive deliberation. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings, everybody.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.